bin Lady Masary, komme aus England und wir sind ganz, ganz glücklich, hier zu sein in Bremen. Und ja, heute Abend ist es die erste Konzert für uns in Deutschland. So. So, wir beginnen mit einem Song. Ich habe selbst komponiert auf ein riesiges Radtour durch Frankreich. Und es ist ein Lied über Frühling und die Hoffnung in einem Frühlingsmorgen. Es kommt gleich Frühling. So es heißt Sing for the Morning.
Sing for the morning and for the rest of the day. Sorry, I don't have much German, so I'm going to speak English. thank you so much. It's so lovely to be here in Bremen and in Germany. And that was one of our new songs, Sing for the Morning. And we'll sing you another one of our newer ones called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And it was a song written by Richard Farina, who was a songwriter who lived in Greenwich Village in New York. And he was part of that kind of scene with Bob Dylan and lots of people writing songs. And he wrote this song, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And it celebrates our kind of relationship with nature in the past and maybe how that's changed nowadays. And it's quite a nostalgic song, looking back at maybe it's a bit of an imagined version of our connection with nature, or maybe it's real, but it's a very beautiful song. So this is The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I'm afraid Rowan is the only one who is good at speaking German. I learnt French a bit and Spanish in school.
Try that.
Yeah, maybe. So we'll continue now with a set of tunes. One of the things that we really like to do is to sing tunes that were originally written for dancing. And we kind of came to this because we all are kind of a bit in love with music from Sweden. And in Sweden, they have this very strong tradition of singing tunes, tralling. And it also happens in Ireland and Scotland, and it probably used to happen in England, but there is not much record of it happening. So we decided we would reinvent the tradition. And we should also say, being from England, we're very sorry about the amount of stupidity that is emulating from our country at the moment, and none of us voted for it, and we all love Europe and feel very European. So. So, we'll sing a tune from Estonia, a labajalg, a kind of dance tune, and then a tune from Sweden, a polska, called Elin's Trall. Yum dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and dum diddly dat and diddly dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and day do. Yum dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and dum diddly dat and diddly dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and day do. Yum da da di day do. Yum da da di day da di da di dum da da di day do. Dear da di da di day do. Yum da da di day do. Yum da da di day. Da da di da di da di da di dum da di 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 da dum dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and dum diddly dat and diddly dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and day do. Yum dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and dum diddly dat and diddly dat and dat and diddly dat and dat and dear dat and dat and day do. Yum sa da di day do. Yum sa da di day do. Yum sa da di day do. Dia da di da di day do. Yum sa da di day do. Yum sa da di day do. Yum sa da di day do. Dia da di da di day do. Yum da di da di day da di da di dia da di da di dum. Diddly da di day da di da di day da di da di dia da di da di day do. Yum da di da di day da di da di dia da di da di dum. Diddly da di day da di da di sa da di da di dia da di da di day do. Yum diddly da di yum da di do, da do di yum da da do di yum diddly da di day do, da do di yum da da do di yum diddly da di dum da di do, da do di yum da da do di yum diddly da di day do, di yum da di da di dum da di do di yum da di da di yum da di do, da do di yum da da do di yum diddly da di day do. Diam tari tari dum tari to diam tari tari dum tari to dea du diam diddly da di day do dea du diam diddly da di dum tari to dea du diam diddly da di day do dea du diam diddly da di dum tari to dea du diam dea du diam diddly da di day do, diam da di da diam da di do, diam da di da diam da di do, da du diam diddly da di day do, diam da di da diam da di do, diam da di da diam da di do, da du diam diddly da di day do.
Thanks very much. I'll do this next one in English. It's a bit complicated. We'll sing you a song now, which in England lots of people think is a traditional song. But there once was a man called Sidney Carter. And some of you know of him. And he's written a lot of songs that kind of have become known as folk songs, as traditional songs in England, which we think is the sign of good songwriting. And this is quite a dark song. It's called The Crow on the Cradle. And he wrote this at the time of the Cold War. And it's all about those tensions. And throughout this song, there's images of war and images of childhood, so it's quite chilling. And you can make it more chilling by singing with us, if you like. It's got a very easy refrain, an easy chorus, which is just, sang the crow on the cradle. You want to try? Sang the crow on the cradle. Crow is, auf Deutsch, clear. Okay, so ein clear, sitting on a baby's bed.
Thank you. A song from a fantastic songwriter called Leon Russellson. Has he ever been here? Ah, you know everyone here. Yeah, he's an amazing songwriter with a huge back catalogue. If you feel like delving into his songwriting, he's written hundreds of songs. And he writes songs about all sorts of things, but he's particularly well known for his political songwriting. And he wrote this song, Palaces of Gold, to sort of commemorate and sort of ask questions about the Aberfan disaster, which was a disaster that happened 50 years ago now in Wales, where a slag heap from a coal mine fell down a hill and landed on a school and took out a whole generation of children in this very small village in Wales. And the disaster was attributed to the coal board. It was their fault, it was their negligence, but nobody was ever demoted or sacked over it. And he wrote this song, really, I think, to ask questions about why it always seems to be the people who have the most power to change things that don't change things for the people without power. And yeah, we still think it's a very relevant song. So yeah, if it's got a long chorus, which you're welcome to join in with, but the end is just Palaces of Gold. So you can sing that, or you can just sing Gold at the end.
If the sons of company directors and judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a damp back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view onto slag heaps and stagnant pools, had to file through corridors grey with age and play in a crackpot concrete cage. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers, rot on the walls and rats in the cellars, in rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow in a wasteland of dead streets where nothing will grow. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. We're not suggesting any kind of plots. Everyone knows there's not. But you unborn millions might like to be warned. If you don't want to be buried alive by slag heaps, pitfalls and damp walls and rat traps and dead streets, arranged to be democratically born, the son of a company director, or a judge's fine and private daughter. Buttons will be pressed, rules will be broken, strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mold palaces of gold.
Thank you very much. We will continue with an old traditional song called The Colour of Amber. And it's a song that contains lots of what we call floating verses or floating lines. And these are words that come in many different folk songs. They're very popular and you find them in lots of different songs. And it's essentially a love song about fancying someone with ginger hair.
There's not so many of those songs. We're trying to hunt for some more.
Till apples fall. is my true love said. And his two blue eyes enticed me, and his ruby lips, so soft and so
was originally a poem. Some of you may have heard it. It was written by Rudyard Kipling after his son went missing in the First World War. And it was put to music in England by a folk singer called Peter Bellamy. Has anyone heard of Peter Bellamy? Yeah.
Oh, great.
Very
down
educated.
Here.
Grounded, I mean. Great. Lots of times in England, people have never heard of the things that you know.
It's yeah, good. It's very impressive.
So, wir haben noch eins und dann machen wir eine Pause.
We'll finish off this half with two tunes. The first one is an old English tune called Bagpipers, and it was found in a manuscript in the British Library by a fiddle player.
Know all called, of this.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you anything. by a fiddle player called Dave Shepherd. And the second tune I wrote, and I gave it as a birthday gift to my amazing auntie, and Auntie Sheila. And when she was 69, she decided she was going to spend the year leading up to her 70th birthday doing 70 new things that she'd never done before. And yeah, she managed it, and she raised about just under £4,000 for a local hospice. And so she was very busy all year doing all this crazy stuff, and I decided to write a tune for her. So it's called Sheila's 70.
Dee-um, dee-um, dee-dum.
Yeah. Da-da-da-dee-dum,
Thank you very much. Those were some more tunes that we like diddling or singing. And the first one was a Swedish polska called Har du sett? And the second one was an old English tune from a collection called the John Playford Collection. And it was called Lads and Lasses.
Dieses Instrument, ich werde erklären, explain. Es gibt ein kleines Geschichte über dieses Instrument. Mein Vater ist Deutsch, komme aus Deutschland und wohne in England und ist Geigerbauer, Instrumentbauer und hat mir alle meine Instrumente selbst gebaut. Und dieses Instrument ist ein bisschen komisch. Es gibt nicht so viele, also nicht viel in the world. Nur vielleicht 25 oder 30. Aber dieses Instrument war die erste. Und es ist ein Bansitar, ein Banjo-Sitar. So there you go. Überraschung. Ich glaube, also mein Vater, mein Papa ist ein großes Volksmusik-Fan, aber er ist auch ein Fan von Psychedelic Musik. So ich glaube, ja, ist dafür.
If we don't explain about the instrument, there's always a queue of geeks who want to know about it afterwards. So we very much like folk music. There's always a lot of geeks. You know what this word is? Like people that are really interested in everything and want to know everything. So we like them. We get lots of our gigs. So we'll sing a song called Nottingham Fair. And it's an old folk ballad where everything is kind of upside down, nothing makes sense. And we probably first found the words to this on a website which we use all the time, which catalogues thousands of English folk songs and the versions that different people sing. And we're very, very excited tonight because the man who makes that website is here on the front row. So we'll dedicate this to Reinhardt, who is, we've used his website an awful lot.
So. Yes, we owe you our whole careers.
Riding behind and walking. light of my shoes going lame.
If anyone wants to order a band sitar, then you can talk to me after. My dad will be very happy. There aren't any in Germany yet.
Yeah, I'll do that now, man. Okay.
Right. So we'll continue with an a cappella song. And we got it from the singing of Anne Briggs, who... Nodding down here. Anne Briggs was a fantastic singer. She was around sort of in the folk revival, and she made a couple of amazing albums and then disappeared off, which we admire her for doing that. So yeah, it's called Let No Man Steal Your Time.
There's many songs in the English tradition that appear on the surface to be talking about plants and gardening and herbs, but really underneath there's a different message going on.
Come all you fair and tender girls that flourish in your prime. Beware, beware if your garden's fair. Let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your time. For when your time it is past and gone, he'll care no more for you. And every place where your time was laced will spread all over rue, will spread all over rue. For woman is a branchy tree, and man a clinging vine, and from he takes what he can find. He takes what he can find. Come all you fair and tender girls that flourish in your prime, beware, beware if your garden's fair. Let no man steal your time. Let no man steal your
thank you. So we'll carry on with some more diddling, some more tune singing. And when we started singing tunes, we were influenced a lot by kind of Scandinavian music and tune singing. And we sang a lot of songs, as we did earlier, from there. But the more tunes that we have sung, we decided to try out some English tunes. And almost the kind of most obvious English tune was a Morris dance tune. So we will sing you one of those. This one's called Constant Billy. And we'll follow it with a tune that an English bagpiper wrote, and it's called The Lie of the Land.
Have you seen Morris dancing here? It's a traditional kind of dance. There's kind of different styles from different places. Some you have handkerchiefs and you jump around with handkerchiefs, and some is with sticks and banging sticks together, and sometimes it's with a hat full of fruit.
Flowers.
And the aim is to look as sexy as possible. That's the look out for English Morris dancing on YouTube.
My boyfriend's a Morris dancer, and he is Morris dancing the entire London Marathon as for charity. Dee-um, dee-dat-n, dee-da, dee-dat-n, dee-dit-n, dee-dum, dee-dat-n, dee-do. Yum, dee-dat-n, dee-da, dee-dat-n, dee-dit-n, dee-dum, dee-dat-n, dee-do. Yat-n, dee-doo, dee-at-n, dee-da, dee-dat-n, dee-doo, dee-at-n, dee-da, dee-dum, dee-da. Da, dee-dat-n, dee-dit-n, dee-dum, dee-dat-n, dee-do. Yat-n, dee-doo.
Dee 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 d
We'll continue with a rock song. Yeah. The moment you've been waiting for. It's a song by Todd Rundgren. Do we have any Todd Rundgren fans in the audience? Is a rock star, but he wrote this song and he recorded it on his a cappella album, which when he brought it out I think was quite revolutionary because he used kind of layered vocals and lots of techniques with recording that hadn't really been used yet. And but we came across this version because I heard Maddie Pryor. Have you heard Maddie Pryor? Steely Span? Yeah. We heard her version of it being used as the theme music for a documentary by a journalist called John Pilger. And he's made some fantastic documentaries, and I was watching this one called The New Rulers of the World, which is on YouTube. And halfway through, Maddie Pryor's version of this song is used as the theme music, the kind of third verse of it. And it's one of my favourite songs. We're not really sure what inspired him to write it, but it's kind of about how big industry treats human beings, really, and also how advances in technology often leave people behind that have very important skills. It's called Honest Work.
I'm not afraid to bend my back, I'm not afraid of dirt, but how I fear the things I do for lack of honest work. My family is lost to me, they couldn't bear the hurt to see the shape their boy is in for lack of honest work. I hold no blame for anyone, 'twas I who did arrange to pay my union dues so I'd not have to learn or change. And when I was misplaced, was I who started down the hill and drank away my savings till I couldn't stop myself. The prophets of a brave new world, captains of industry, have visions grand and great designs, but none have room for me. They see a world where everyone is rich and smart and young, but if I live to see such things, too late for me they come. And I know I'm not the only one to fall beneath the wheel. Such company cannot assuage the loneliness I feel. So many are resigned to be society's debris, but I will be remembered for the life took from me.
having a sit down now. So we'll sing you a new song I wrote called Order and Chaos. And I've been thinking a lot about the different ways we try and explain things that we can't explain or things that we can't understand. So maybe it's through thinking about kind of magic and folklore, or maybe it's by thinking about religion, or maybe it's by thinking about science. And there are lots of beautiful folk songs about kind of death from a religious point of view, or death from a kind of folkloric and magical point of view. But I think physics is really beautiful. So this is a song about death and physics. It's got a lot of sciencey words in, but it's not really about science.
Just for this song.
This part of my story is closing. As the hour draws near, I wonder nor fear at the journey that I will be taking. I might be in the beautiful wing, I might be in the rush of a river, but as yet and yet I'll always be here through springtime to wintry weather. Lay me down, set me free. Oh, part of this world I'll still be. You'll not find me in order but chaos as I follow the path that time makes us. I'll leave you the life and the sun, every beam that fell on my face, photons and waves, the paths that we've changed, they have all left a mark on this place. And I'll leave you the warmth of my skin that floats to our soaring. Nothing's lost, nothing's found. It all just moves round and keeps us from falling apart. Lay me down, set me free. Oh, part of this world I'll still be. You're not finding me in order but chaos as I follow the path that time makes us.
Set me free. Oh, part of this world I'll still be. You're not finding me in order but chaos.
What a change is taking place, emblem of the spring of grace. How the soul in winter mourns, until our Lord the sun returns. What a change is taking place, emblem of the spring of grace. How the soul in winter mourns, until our Lord the sun returns. Until our Lord the sun returns. Until our Lord the sun returns. Thank you very much. So when we made our latest album, which is called Cycle, we noticed there was a theme emerging within the songs that we'd been drawn to, that we'd chosen, of cycles in life and cycles in nature. And we decided to bring that out a bit more. And we made these short pieces that are on the album that are all connected to the seasons. So that was my seasonal, very short piece, and I found the words, they were written by the Reverend John Newton, who also wrote Amazing Grace, and I wrote the tune and made it into a little round. So we've just got time for one more, I think. Oh. you know, that kind of thing. So we'll sing you out with a song which is on our second album, Mayday, and it's called Katie Cruel.
I'm falling apart. We want to thank a few people for this glorious first debut concert in Germany, which has been so lovely. Firstly, thank you all for coming to see us. We didn't know we had so many friends in Bremen. We're really pleased. Also, we want to thank the whole gang at Radio Bremen who have looked after us so well and made this concert happen. And, yeah, please thank them. We also want to say thank you, Jochem, for doing such a good job on our sound. So thanks, Jochem. We are going to the Netherlands for three more gigs tomorrow in Groningen and then some other places that I've forgotten the names of. But if you look on our website, ladymaisery.com, maybe you can tell your friends that are there.
We'll finish with this old favourite of ours. It's about a woman called Katie Cruel who seems to just wander around and is always slightly outcast wherever she goes. We know how she feels. You never quite find out what she's done to get kind of outcast, but she seems to remain very strong-willed anyway. So we like her a lot. And
now they've changed the tune, they call me Katie Cruel. Day-a-doo-dum-daddy-day. When I first came to town, they brought me drinks of plenty. Now they've changed the tune, they bring me bottles empty. Day-a-doo-dum-daddy-day. Oh, if I was what I would be, then I would be what I am not. But I am what I must be, what I would be, I cannot. I go through the boggy mire, straightway down the road into my heart's desire. Day-a-doo-dum-daddy-day. what I would be, then it would be what I am not, but I am what I must be, what it would be I cannot.
We'll do one that we haven't played for quite a while. We released this. It's by an honorary folk musician called Kate Bush. We recorded this on our second album, and we released it a little bit early to raise money. We did it as a single to raise money for International Women's Day, and we gave all the proceeds to a charity called End Violence Against Women. And it's a song called This Woman's Work, and it kind of looks at the relationship really between a man and a woman just as the woman is about to have a child, and the way that he is kind of helpless, kind of watching on, and can only really hope that everything is okay. And at the time that we recorded it, End Violence Against Women were campaigning a lot for better relationship education in schools, which sadly still hasn't happened yet in the UK. So we thought this was a very relevant song for the cause. Pray God you can come. I stand outside. This woman's work, this woman's world. Oh, it's hard on the man. Now his part is over. Now starts the craft of the father. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you strength left. I know you have a little life in you yet. I know you have a lot of strength left. I should be crying, but I just
Thank you. Would you sing with us on the last one? Oh, you're more enthusiastic in the second half. That's nice. We'll sing you an old, we'll sing you out our last song with an old Shaker hymn. This is a kind of leaving song, and it's called Land on the Shore. And that is also all of the words of the chorus. Land on the shore, lots of times.
So thank you so much again for being such a warm audience on our first gig in Germany. And we hope to be back very soon.
Yes.
Now my friends, our meeting is over, sisters, we must part. And if on earth we meet no more, I'll keep you in my heart. And we'll land on the shore, and we'll land on that shore, and we'll land on the shore and be safe. Friends, our meeting is over. Brothers, we must part. And if on earth we meet no more, I'll keep you in my heart. And we'll land on the shore, and we'll land on that shore. Friends, our meeting is over. Fathers, we must part. And if on earth we meet no more, I'll keep you in my heart. And we'll land on the shore, and we'll land on that shore, and we'll our meeting is over.